As I tell you.
So listen, it's Nevin has arrived in, and can I just say, on the back of my birthday, which was last week.
You're still celebrating.
I am, yeah. No, I'll tell you why. They love it in my house, because my birthday is really quickly followed by Father's Day. And they go, hang on a second.
I love it.
It's gassing it. It's just down the road.
And you're getting spoiled rotten for the whole week.
I always say, I'm glad you didn't give me too much for my birthday, because you were saving it for Father's Day, which is always a good thing.
You're a great man.
So, first thing I've got to say is happy Father's Day to you.
And you too, my friend. And all the fathers listening there.
And dads out there.
Hope he gets spoiled.
Please God, it's the one day of the year.
Oh, that's a great one.
Well, in my case, the two. So, what have you got for me?
What have I got for you?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So we're going to do a rack of lamb and a Herbie crust. Rack of lamb.
I've all his albums. Herbie crust, he's very good.
Is he?
He is, yeah.
And they have a lovely classic lemon tart. So this is a really beautiful recipe that you can make ahead. So first of all, let's talk about the rack of lamb. So we're getting French trimmed rack of lamb.
It's
just a terminology. It's all trimmed off the fat. You can see the bones.
I thought they came out of Toulouse.
Very easy.
No,
this one.
I've never heard of that.
This one we're using actually is a Connemara Hill Mountain lamb, which for me is one of the best lamb in the country.
Why would that be?
They feed actually up on the top of the hills of heather and herbs, and they're a very lean animal. They're fantastic now, so much so that we use this actual Connemara lamb in the restaurant, and it's a PGI status, which means it's a protected geographical indication. Now you have Cumber lamb, you have Achill Hill lamb, you have lots of fantastic lamb in Ireland, which is fantastic. I think we have the best lamb in the world, and when they talk about New Zealand lamb, well, give me Irish lamb any day. I just think the flavour is very unique.
Okay.
So the lamb we're using is a rack of lamb, so it's actually one of the most expensive cuts, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Another piece of
Mrs. Whelan's favourite.
Well, is it really? Oh my God, yeah.
And she realises this is the most expensive.
Don't spoil it on her.
Don't tell her now.
But the rump of lamb is delicious now. Mm. That's from the top of the leg, which is a little bit different in texture. Still has great flavour. So if you get the four, so you need 4 by 4, if that makes sense. So you're going to give everyone about 3 lamb cutlets. And what we're going to do, we're going to make up a simple breadcrumb. White breadcrumbs in the food processor. And I've just said lots of lovely fresh herbs, such as mint, basil, flatleaf, parsley. If you can get them, brilliant. If it was just 2 herbs, definitely mint and flatleaf parsley, okay. I would go for. Okay, put that all into the food processor. Then with your rack of lamb, Marty, when it's the full rack, you literally brush it with a little bit of egg wash, and then you press the herbs into that. And then you're going to bake this off in the oven at 200 degrees. But before we do that, we have to do a few wee things. So you can have that all done in the fridge even the night before. But the most important tip for your listeners is to bring the lamb to room temperature before it goes into the oven. If you're going to cook that nice and pink, I think it's going to take about maybe 30 minutes or thereabouts. It says 30, 45 minutes. It cooks fast. It really does.
Okay.
Now remember, you haven't sealed it off in a pan beforehand. So it's going in. So a little bit of water, some lovely garlic in there, some lovely red onion, and you can use that as a wee garnish. So that will give lovely flavour to the lamb. For the potatoes, just some new baby potatoes, scrubbed, quartered, a little bit of garlic cloves, which are minced, or you can keep them whole. When you keep them whole, they get lovely and sweet, and then some chopped rosemary with that. So they can actually go on a little tray, and they can go into the oven, or you can steam them, parsley them if you want to. So do you know, you're using the oven for your lamb, you're using the oven for your potatoes, so you're kind of utilising the cooking for that, so they both go in roughly at the same time. Try and cut the potatoes kind of nice and small. I remember last week we were talking about the mash.
Yes.
You could serve a beautiful mash.
That would work really well.
Now, rosemary sauce, this is one of my favourite sauces that we make. I love this.
Why do you like it so much?
I love it because it's lovely. It's sweet and sour, and I love those flavours. Mm. What gives it the sweetness is brown sugar and beef stock. So beef stock, brown sugar, and then we have balsamic vinegar in this, Marty. Some red wine, one of your favourites.
Yes.
100 mils of that, and because it's Father's Day, you can have a glass, of course, yourself. Some chopped rosemary in that, and then literally a teaspoonful of tomato puree. That everything, all those ingredients go into the saucepan, cook that down, and then that will take about 10 to 15 minutes to cook down, and you have a gravy, or what we call a jus, which is a really lovely sauce. When your lamb comes out, let it rest for about maybe 5 to 10 minutes, cover it in tin foil. So in other words, Marty, it's a full roasting joint, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
The rack of lamb, and if you slice it straight away, all the juices will come out. I don't want that. What I want you to do is just heat up your potatoes while they're already coming out of the oven. Slice your lamb, a little bit of sauce to the side, and then with that I'd serve maybe some peas, or need kind of some vegetable, or you can serve some roasted vegetables, something we don't probably talk enough about. Roasting vegetables, whether it's carrots or one of your favourites, your broccoli. Mm. You know, it is Father's Day, so they can ask you, what would you like?
What would you like?
You know, what would you like for your lunch?
After you've enjoyed a Herbie crust, what would you love to go for?
A
nice glass of wine and a bit of broccoli, thanks.
So that's the lamb.
That's lovely.
I hope people will try it. I think it's a great season time of year for lamb, the Connemara. Look up.
I'm just going to say
nice,
again, it's yeah, Connemara Hill. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
It's fantastic. All right, it okay, is excellent. A PGI status, which means it can only be from that area. Protected geographical indication. I think there's only 8 or 9 producers in Ireland with that certification. It takes 4 years. It's actually very powerful, as you know, in Italy,
yes,
and also in
right,
Spain and in France. But in Italy, really powerful. They're very clever. It's like Parmesan can only be made there.
That's right.
Know,
that's
and,
right.
And you admire them.
And is that an EU thing? Or
yeah, it is actually. Yeah, well done. It takes 4 years to get it. So well done to Connemara Land. Right. They're a consortium. They're a group of farmers that got together and they would supply nearly all the Connemara Hill Mountain lamb to Dunn stores. It's a very unique
right,
product.
Okay.
It's
all
a
right,
very unique product.
Okay, and you have
lemon. I love this, and I think of my yeah, mother because it was one of her favourite desserts. So the pastry is straightforward. So you can get that knocked out, you know, today or tomorrow in the fridge. You can actually make the tart, you know, a day ahead if you want to. 500 grams of plain flour, Marty, into your food processor, 6 ounces of caster sugar, 9 ounces of butter, and then we have the grated rind of one lemon. Now, the lemon's optional. I like it in it. Vanilla pod, or you can use vanilla extract because it is expensive, the vanilla, don't get me wrong. And then we have 1.5 eggs beaten, so they all go into the food processor. You beat it until it's all came together.
Sure.
Wrap it in cling film and leave it rest. Now, you got to roll this. You got to bake this blind. So with the pastry, you use kind of like a tart case, okay? I usually kind of use a deep one, about 2 inches in depth, and you roll out the sugar pastry, preheat your oven to 180, and then what you do is you roll out the pastry nice and thin, let it overhang at the sides, and then line it with some tin foil. It's a good tin foil or greaseproof paper, and then bacon beans.
Which is better?
I think tin foil.
Yeah.
I'm used to using
okay,
tin foil, okay, to be honest with you. It's a
yeah,
personal thing.
Yeah.
Greaseproof paper is fine. Bacon beans.
Yeah.
Dried coffee beans are fine. Red kidney beans. You don't have to go out and get bacon beans. The only difference in bacon beans is they're ceramic, so the heat kind of like, they cook the pastry beautiful and even. So they're probably
so
worth
probably
getting
better,
if you're
yes,
into bacon,
yeah,
and they'll last you forever.
And you can get them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, Marty, you bake that off, and that will take roughly for about maybe 20 minutes now. It does take that until it's lovely and golden brown, and then you brush it with a little bit of the leftover egg that you've used, that you've kept back from your pastry. So you have. So let's talk about the filling. 9 full eggs, okay, are good quality assured Irish eggs, 14 ounces of caster sugar, and then we have the grated rind of 2 lemons and the juice of 5 lemons. There's a lot of lemon
in this. Oh,
it's
a lot, yeah.
So if you
well, you're making a lemon tart.
Well, if you want to jazz this up, you
yes,
can do maybe 3 lemons and 4 passion fruit. It works beautiful. I think it's classic.
Just
I
leave
agree,
it alone.
The lemon pie.
Sometimes you can mess too much.
Yeah, I agree. And overcomplicate it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Marty, 250 millilitres of cream goes in there. And what you do then, okay, this is really important. You mix that all together. So you juice your lemons, add in your eggs, your sugar, you add in the zest, the lemon, and then your cream. And that's it.
Mm.
That's your mixture. That will keep in your fridge for 2 days. And then you pour that into your pre-baked, remember, pre-baked pastry case. You reduce the oven to 120, now do not forget.
Right.
And then this
and
is
why are you doing that now?
Well, because if you keep it too hot, you're going to curdle
okay,
the lemon tart.
Yeah.
So that's really important. And any recipe I give you on your show is always for a fan oven, so just remember that.
Yes.
So every oven is different. Marty, we're going to bake that for 30 minutes, but that could take up to 40 minutes to up to about an hour. So it does vary on the oven, so just be careful until it's a slight wobble. What it says here in the recipe is that it's lovely and clear and that it's slight little wobble, and then switch the oven off and then it will finish off cooking, and then take it out. Then what you do is let it sit. You might be tempted to get your knife in there, but don't. And then when it cools completely, you slice it, a big spoonful of whipped cream.
Oh.
And look at him licking his lips.
Oh, it'll be lovely.
It'll be the best, I hope, Father's Day dessert that any of us
could have. Dessert.
You have lovely
dessert,
tartness, you have the lovely crisp pastry.
Yeah.
Even with that, remember I said a few weeks ago about the lovely Irish strawberries. So whipped cream, a couple of Irish strawberries, I'm telling you. You're in food heaven.
But how the heck do you... Because you've lost weight. You've lost weight. You're looking very well.
Me?
Yes, you have lost weight. No, you have. In fairness, I have. And I've got the eyes done, I can see. Can I ask you a question? How do you resist... When someone is whipping the cream in your place, how do you resist kind of taking a big lump? You know, I don't know how you do that.
I'm constantly tasting all the time.
No, tasting is not. Oh no, this is, you know yourself, a spoonful of cream. I should. That's lovely. I'll have another one. How do you not do that?
You know, no.
Must be very hard.
No, it's not that I don't. Let's clarify.
I know.
It's maybe one is okay, but when you're doing 3 or 4, Marty, me and you are very, very alike. like is when we were talking about the mashed potato, I'd be getting a shovel in there because I love mashed potatoes.
That's
so
right.
I do.
That's right.
And I have a very sweet tooth. But for me, it's about balance. It's doing a bit of exercise. And you know, as you get older, you put weight on, and that's the for me.
Yeah, you just have to mind yourself. Like,
yeah,
no, but just you're surrounded by temptation in
But it's not an excuse. But thank you.
I know, but it is a reason. But anyway,
isn't that a lovely
you're
thing?
Looking great. So listen, Sunday lunch, Father's Day, rack of lamb, Herbie crust, God bless him, and classic lemon tart. That is fantastic.
Have a great
will
Father's
you work,
Day.
You'll work it, of course.
I will. It's always, listen, I'll celebrate it Monday. It's always a busy day.
Yeah,
you know,
it's what you do.
It's a Mother's Day. You know, it's a big day, and we'll spoil the Father's.
You will, of course.
Should they deserve it.
It is. It's nice to have it. It's nice to have a day. And after.
And I always get spoiled, and so will you.
Yeah, will, of course. Will, of course. God bless them. Listen, happy Father's Day, my friend. And safe home to Black Line.
We'll see you next week.
We will, of course. Please carry on. Reminder, lads, just that if you want the recipes, Marty in the Morning, RT Lyric FM, of course, and Nevin's recipes are there, and they'll probably be the backbone of another book, I think you'll find. Down the line. Happy Father's Day.
I love it.
I have to play a song about fathers. Father and Son, Cat Stevens, that's a nice song.
That would be lovely.
That's a lovely song.
Gorgeous.
Everyone knows that.
You're on the ball. Have a good one.
Trying very hard.